chapter 14, verse 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, and John, the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verse 24. All right, so before I start, I would like to give a brief background. We all know that God Almighty always wanted fellowship. You know, he existed by himself and he came out of eternity and he created the heavens and the earth. Then he created the angels, but still, he still wanted to fellowship with man. And so he created Adam and Eve. You know, and the Bible says that at the cool of the day, he comes to fellowship with them. You know, but we all know the story. Something happened in the Garden of Eden, and Adam and Eve lost that right. And God will have to drive them out of the garden because they forfeited that right. But still, God still wanted to fellowship with man. You know, in the garden, he made there were two trees in the garden, the tree of life and the tree of knowledge, good and evil. And we all know that Adam was created innocent. He had no knowledge of good and evil. And so, for as much as he remained innocent, God will, you know, God's spirit is going to be with him, commune with him, and fellowship with him. But when God tested him, he failed, and he lost the way. He chose to take the way of the tree of knowledge, good and evil. And we all know what entailed after they took that decision. The whole world was plunged into chaos and they lost the right to the tree of life. But like I mentioned, God is always looking to fellowship with man. So even though man lost that right, God still made a way. And we know that the tree of life is God himself. For God is life. He is the highest form of life. And now, the fruit from that tree is our Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, as man lost, the Bible said that the first man, Adam, was made was a man, but the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. You see, so that Lord Jesus Christ, even though man lost the right to the tree of life, God still wanted fellowship. And so he raised the Lord Jesus Christ. So now, when we come to Christianity, we become born again, God give us what? A portion of his spirit, you know, to dwell in us and enable us to bear fruit for him, for him, and to make more disciples for him. But you realize that our life most of the time becomes so stagnant. And we see other people manifesting the power of God, manifesting the anointing, but we are stagnant. Nothing is moving in our life. Why? Because we are not broken. We have not made ourselves available to God to use. So our life is totally unbroken. And so the spirit of God that God placed in us is not able to come out, you know, to find a way to come out, to be a blessing unto somebody. you know, to be an anointing, to be something that will enable us to do the works of God. And so there is the need that all the time we need to break ourselves, break the outer man. Now, well, let's read for a Bible verse, like I mentioned, Mark chapter 14, verse 3. The book of Mark, chapter 14, verse 3. All right. Let's hear the word of the Lord. Mark chapter 14, verse 3. And be in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment or spikenard, very precious. And he broke the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had ignition with themselves and said, why was this waste of ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? Ye have wrought a good work on me. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus Christ said, the woman have wrought a good work on him. For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will, ye may do them good, but me ye have not always. She have done what she could. She is come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Hallelujah. So here we see that this woman had a very precious box of alabaster oil, a very precious oil, you know, but he broke the box and let the oil come off, the fragrance come off from the box. And it filled the whole house. And people were saying that, why did she do that? But the Lord Jesus Christ said, she did that, you know, for his burial. Now, we can tie that box to our outer man. Now, when we read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, I'm going to read that from the scripture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. All right, let's hear the word of the Lord. First Thessalonians chapter 5. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So here, Paul is mentioning three entities that made up the human being. We have the body, we have the soul, we have the spirit. You see? So, as believers and as people who have given their life to Christ, there is always the need for us to break ourselves. You know, when we break ourselves, the fragrance that is in us, or the spirit that God has deposited in us, that spirit that was in the Garden of Eden, you know, that the tree of life, that man lost. And then when we become born again, God gives us of that spirit. But if we are not broken up, we are still, we still hold on to certain things in our life. That spirit or that fragrance of Christ It's not going to come out to impact somebody. It's not going to come out to be a blessing unto somebody. It's not going to come out to bring other people into the kingdom of God. So when that woman brought the box, people were saying, why would you do that? But the woman had revelation. He valued the Lord Jesus Christ so dearly. And so he broke that box and anointed the body of Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, she has done that for the sake of his death. And so when the Lord Jesus Christ died, whoever accepts him into his heart need also to be broken. Need also to be broken for that life to come out, for that fragrance to come out, to be a blessing unto somebody. Now, when we read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, I'll read that portion of scripture here. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. It reads, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. You see, so the spirit is in our earthen vessels. Like I read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. It says that what? The soul is always warring against the spirit. What we want to do, we are not doing it because we have not been broken. We have not yielded ourselves completely. The life of Christ is not flowing through us to impact somebody. You see? So we are still in that unbroken nature, but we need to break ourselves so that the Spirit of the Lord will come out and be a fragrance unto somebody. You see? Now, people come to Christ. People give their life to Christ, and their work is not important. Why? Because they still value the alabaster box, which is their outer man. Their soul is warring against the spirit. You see, but if we are able to tame that soul and subdue that soul, the Spirit of God, which is the oil, is going to come out. It's going to pour forth and impact somebody that is around us. You see, people also are so much concerned. You know, they don't want, you know, you go to an assembly when the preacher man is preaching, the Spirit of God is moving. Instead of you to loosen up so that spirit will come out, you know, to use you, you become so stiff and the spirit is not able to come out. Why? Because you are so conscious about the outer man, you see, thereby hindering the spirit that God has deposited in you to come out to impact your generation, impact your friends, impact your family, impact the works of Christ in your life. Now, a place like the university campus is also a place of higher learning. You know, people come, people go to the campus, and most of the time they forget about themselves. And I mean, resist that yielding to the spirit, and but thereby preventing that sweet aroma to come out to impact their friends, to impact their generation, because they think they are so clever. They are so smart. You see, God wants you to be smart. God wants you to be clever, but he also wants to use you. But if you are not broken, if the outer man, which is your soul, is not subjected to the spirit, the fragrance, the spirit of the Lord will not flow out. Even though God, you know, you are safe, you have accepted the Lord Jesus into your life as your Lord and personal Savior. If you don't break yourself, if you don't yield yourself totally to the Spirit, God is not going to use you. You are not going to see the mighty works of God, you know, emanating, flowing through your life to affect people around you, so that you yourself, you feel that, oh, God is using me for his glory. God wants to use us. You know, God doesn't want, doesn't work in a vacuum. Like I mentioned, he is the great eternal spirit. He abides by himself. But at a point in time, he broke out of eternity and created the world because he needed fellowship. So if you break yourself, if you break yourself up, then you are going to have that sweet fellowship with him, and you are going to have, you are going to impact your generation and your friends. So even though the Holy Spirit is in us, our outer man most of the time prevents the inner man, which is the Spirit of God that comes to blend with our spirit, you know, prevent the inner man from working, prevent the inner man from completely coming out. So, brethren, I will entreat you all the time, let the outer man be subjected to the inner man, which is the Spirit of God that God gave unto you. When you surrender yourself, when you gave yourself unto him, when you said, now enough is enough, I cannot do this by myself. Lord, I yield myself unto you. Lord, I give myself unto you. Take over my life and let it be. You know, until you come to that point that you totally yield all your members to the working of the Spirit, you will still remain broken. And you see, a lot of people also cannot let the spirit flow out. Why? Because they worry too much over trivialities, things that do not matter. They think so much about little things that which are of no value. They murmur about small things, small losses in their life, small things that probably you go and write an exam. You needed to make a certain mark. You didn't make the mark. Now you come back to your hall and you begin to murmur. You begin to think. These are all some of the things that hinder the spirit from flowing out to affect your generation. When we read Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, I want to read that quickly here. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. It says what? Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So if you develop the habit of not complaining, you know, always making your request to God, putting your request before God, I believe God is going to, help you to break that outer man and the Spirit of God that God deposited in you flow out and affect your generation. I am also going to speak a little bit on John chapter 12, verse 24. Praise the Lord. Are we all here?
Yes, please.
Yes, we are with you. Go ahead.
Yes, we are.
I thought I lost you. Amen. All right, John chapter 12, verse 24. Let me read that portion of scripture here. It says what? Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Hallelujah. That is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking. He says that what? If a corn of wheat doesn't fall to the ground and die. And now, what is that death? What is that death talking about? It's talking about you crucifying the outer man. You know, if that outer man is not dead, Apostle Paul said, I die daily. He said, any man who, follows me and is still thinking about mother, father, friend, and whatever, or about this world, is not worthy of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we ought to die daily to ourselves and let the Spirit of God arise in us to accomplish its purpose. Hallelujah. So if Amen. The grain of corn fall to the ground and die not, now the Lord Jesus Christ fulfilled this grain of corn. You know, like I mentioned in my introduction, I said God wants fellowship. You see, so now when the first man, Adam, fell, he sent the second man, the last Adam. And the last Adam became our senior brother. How did he become our senior brother? Because he submitted his will to the Father. He died. He went to the cross. He was buried and he rose again. And when he arose, now I and you, we are living testimonies of the other seed or the fruit that he produced. All like that woman who broke the alabaster box. The Lord Jesus Christ said, leave her because she is doing that unto my death. And when the Lord Jesus Christ died, all over the world, any place where any group of people are gathered and they call upon his name, he is more than willing to give them of his spirit, that his spirit will abide in them. And so now, if our Lord Jesus Christ did that, and we are his disciples, why wouldn't we also break out ourselves for that life to come out to affect other people? So, brothers and sisters, it behooves all the time, you know, to break the outer man so that the life will come off. You know, when you take that grain of seed, you know, the hard shell that covered the seed, that is the outer shell of that seed. Now, until that outer shell is broken, you know, it goes into the ground, is broken, the life in that seed cannot come out, you know, to form so much fruit. You see, so our Lord Jesus Christ also went to the cross. He died, he resurrected, he ascended to heaven, and on the day of Pentecost, he sent his spirit unto the church. And sons and daughters, started, coming into the kingdom of God. But when you come into the kingdom of God, that is not the start, that is not the end. That is just the starting point of your life in Christ. You need to yield yourself, your members, you know, your soul, you yield them to the Spirit, you know, for the Spirit to take over and work through you to affect your generation that you are. So, brothers and sisters, this is briefly what I want to share with you today about the way we ought to break. You know, when we receive the Lord Jesus Christ and we are not broken up and we are not of a service unto him, his life is not flowing unto us. You know, like you brothers and sisters, you are privileged to be on Lagos campus. If you are not broken, your life is not going to affect anyone on campus. You know, you are by yourself. Except a corn of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it abides alone. You are going to abide alone, and nobody will know of the faith in you. But if you are broken, if your pride is taken away, if your own opinions give way, your way of doing things are subjected to the Lord Jesus Christ, your cleverness or your smartness give way to the ruling of the Spirit, your selfishness, not you alone, but you always aim at working for the Lord and your Savior, then your spirit man is going to rise and impact your generation, and you will be a sweet smelling savor, just as the woman broke the box and the whole house was filled with the fragrance. If your life is broken up, the outer man is broken up and subjected to the inner man, the Holy Spirit, your life is going to be a sweet-smelling savor in your hall. When you go to your family, you are going to be a sweet-smelling savor to your family, to whoever you come into contact with. The Bible says, the Lord is that Spirit. The Lord, so that's that Spirit of the Lord will blend with the Spirit, your spirit with the Lord, or the Holy Spirit which the Lord has given unto you, and you are going to use that profitably to the kingdom of the Lord. Thank you so much for this brief time. It's rather unfortunate I didn't go so far. But I promise you that in the next time that we meet, it's going to take a different form. Thank you for giving me your ears this day. I know in Ghana, it's almost getting to 10 o'clock, right?
9 o'clock.
Okay. And here we are barely in the afternoon. It's about 3 o'clock now. And so thank you so much, Brother Kingsley. May the Lord bless you for the good work you are doing. You have brought me up. You have shaped me for life. And when I look back onto that, I say it is just by the grace of the Lord that we are living. And we give all the praise and the glory to God. And so, thank you. And may the Lord bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
All right, Brother Lawrence, we are privileged to have you. God richly bless you for first accepting our invitation and secondly making yourself available to share the word of God with us. It has its own purpose. We want to thank God for this. It's our prayer that really will be broken up, so that that nature of man will die and the spirit will take over, that we can impart on others. Yeah, that it is true. The message is just timely. It's what message believers miss. That's why they cannot see the flow, the manifestation of the spirit in our midst. They always talk about it, give examples, but they cannot demonstrate the power of God. It's unfortunate. But we keep trusting that the generations that we speak to will not remain like that. They will be broken up. The fragrance, that sweet smell will come, not only come out, but attract people and make a difference while the world is rotting, smelling, odoring. There is a sweet fragrance somewhere. And who attract others. God richly bless you, and it's a privilege to hear you. I'm happy. I've lost trust of all my brethren. In fact, I don't know. I still not good at record keeping. And see, just as I was sharing, someone's father wanted me to pray for his son in the U.S. I prayed for the person, and the father told the person that, oh, when you were sick, I called Brad Kisley to pray for you, so thank him. And I got to know the person was introduced. He said he was on campus. So Brad Kisley, you were my pastor. You were not even there, so you're my pastor. So I said, oh, it's you. Your father didn't know. I even didn't even know. Even the name, I couldn't even sense the name. So it's unfortunate that it's very bad of me. So I'm going back, doing tracing my roots.
Yeah.
The brothers on campus, they will testify. These days it's no more hot, you see what I mean? They come, those days they will tell you it was 2001, then it is that you were at the hot time to really, really hot messages.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Different messages are really, really hot. And the argument and all manner of things by until the Lord settle us. They taste the grace of God to settle that take a campus fellowship. They will be telling you the history. I don't need to share it. What you mean that they will tell you? If you people, and God richly bless you. Our name has gone far. All other campuses, they come to Lagos to learn. So what the Lord has started with all of us, it's parting one way or the other on other university campuses. God bless you. And they will keep praying, and then you let us know, because of your shift system, anytime you are free on Fridays, just draw our attention, draw my attention, and we'll schedule you to hear more. I told them I don't want to be preaching, and I want to hear them, I want to hear people. So if you have any other brother in the corner somewhere, please connect him or her to us. The ladies to give us money, the brothers to give us the message. So connect all of that. Oh. We need them. These days, the women are richer than men. So they take the money from the man and go and give it to the church. So give it to us. God richly bless you. And the brothers, we are meeting again on Wednesday.
So, Brother Kingsley, I think the time I ministered is okay. I'm thinking it's too short, right?
It's okay. We have 1 hour, yes, and so we are closing the next 5 minutes. So you've done well. You've done with you operated within the time. That's okay.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Because we just started, so we want to maintain 1 hour. Maybe some people are using their data to log in and this is
center.
We don't want to go far. And if they are all on campus, we are not sure they are all on campus. Campus, they have Wi-Fi to log in free. But today, Friday, maybe somebody is at home and before logging in and these things. You know, they are conscious of their data. So the shorter the message, that's what the message, if you have it, sit for it, bye. It's okay. It's not how long the message is, but how is the content, the delivery. So don't worry about time. God to bless you. Shall we pray? Father, we are grateful and we thank you for the life of our precious brother. You kept alive, able to remember us, to join us. You commit him into your hand. The family is in your hand. We are trusting that you keep fighting the battle for him and bring him safely back to Ghana. The purpose of his life, whatever you call him for, Father, be accomplished to your glory. I cover each one of us on this platform with the blood of Jesus. Those who couldn't make it, they are covered with the blood of Jesus. All brothers and sisters who completed, passed through Legon, whatever they are at this time, Lord, we commit them into your hand. Some will be looking for spouse. We pray that, Lord, you grant them the good spouses. Lord, some may be right asking for promotions. Some will be looking for education. Some will be looking for, so many employment. Father, as we gather here, we are praying, reminding you, let their desire be met to the glory of your name. We pray that you preserve their life from this deadly spirit diseases that is going around. But in you, we are safe. We are trusting that the blood will cover us in Jesus' name. Thank you once again in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Whatever the brother has lost, if you know he's tired, we pray that you refresh him and bless him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 God bless you.
All of you.